And the ashes are to contend with.
Bingo. Okay.
I have to carry ashes out every morning.
You heat by coal here?
Look at this stove.
That's
a beautiful stove. That's an old round oak that burns wooden coal. I get it started with coal and keep wood, or with wood and keep the coal in it to keep the fire going. And I bank it for the night.
That's beautiful. What about storage places in this house or in the house you grew up in? Can you tell me a little about storage places, or if you had specific names for storage places?
Yes, we had a cellar, a root cellar at the ranch that was away from the house, and it had a it was built out of old ties, I believe, was what it was what was built on the inside, the structure. And then it was covered with dirt.
Now, was that ever used to escape the elements or for shelter?
No.
For storage?
Just for storage. We kept our vegetables down there. Generally, in the fall, Mother and Dad would go to Fort Collins. Now, this was after they got a car. They'd go to Colorado, and they would get 100 pounds of this, potatoes and turnips and carrots and beets and stuff like that. And then what Mother didn't can, they put it in sand in the cellar, and it would keep just as good there.
So, like a huge refrigerator.
Yeah, we didn't have a refrigerator. We had no refrigerator. We didn't have an ice box, but the cellar served as our cooler.
That's interesting.
It had a vent that came up, and it seemed as though, and it was right close to the riverbank, so there was always a coolness in there. My dad made the dandelion wine. My kids used to go down and saddle it.
What about storage inside the house?
Let me think. I have to stop and think. At the ranch, all we had was dresser drawers. We had no closets, you know, like we have now. Mm-hmm. Here I have a closet in every room, and still need another one.
What about some places have storage on top of the house or above the top floor?
No. We at the ranch, we had a bed up there for company and
in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
But did you have any other terms, at least in this house, do you have any terms you use specifically for storage rooms? You might call them?
No, I just
like
say it's in the
lumber room.
Closet or in the, I call the one bedroom a refrigerator because it's cold. I keep it shut off all the time in order to.
That's great.
What word are you trying to get me to?
No, I was just wondering if.
And here I have a cellar. Would you like to see my cellar?
I would, but I don't know if we're going to keep your husband away from
dinner. Well, I don't think he's not hungry. I'll see after a bit. How much further do we go?
We've got about another hour or 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we'd better keep it running. Then before you leave, I'll show you my storage.
This building is called a
home.
A home?
No.
Or a
house.
Is there any difference between those two terms?
Yes.
Okay.
A home is a place where there's a family. A house can be just any building.
Okay. And over the top of a house, what is that?
It's a roof.
If you have more than one house, you have two
houses.
And sometimes houses have places on the side where the rain pours down into
the gutters. You mean?
What would you call? What is? Do you have any terms for siding on the side of houses? What would they call that?
Well, our house right now has roofing on the side. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called. It's really roofing.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, if you lived on a ranch before, you're telling me. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the main ranch building called? And then you had, I guess, barns and things like that.
Oh, yes. We had